mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. It's me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, the entertainment capital of the world. Specifically, the Florida room here at the Hollywood Hick compound in Hollywood, California, on the Crab Diving Network. At Crab Diving, www.crabdiving.com. Hope you're tuning into all the fucking wonderful entertainment here on the Crab Diving Network, because if you ain't, you should be. Listen to the Crab Diving guys, Rick Wood in the morning, Double Decker guys talking about sports, got Cannalinguist talking about cannabis things. There's everything. And me, the Hollywood Hick, talking about all of the nonsense happening in Hollywood, pop culture, all of that kind of not shit. The stuff that's not quite as important as the Crab Diving guys, because they get political and talk about things that are actually of consequence in this world. I, on the other hand, talk about things, generally things in the world of Hollywood and entertainment that kind of get under my crawl, except for a few things that I love, like Mob Wives, which I have recaps of on Friday. So if you love Mob Wives, and if you're not watching it, you should be, and start at the beginning and binge the hell out of it, because those bitches will make you feel 100 million times better about yourself, because they are nuts. Straight up 100% cuckoo bananas nuts. Don't call them a rat or a cop caller, because they will beat you within an inch of your life. Crack your head open, as Drita would say. So let's just get into this bullshit, shall we? Because it's another day here in Hollywood, and guess what we have? Another person accusing Bill Cosby of untoward nonsense, of the rapey sort of kind. So this chick, and oh, this one is horribly recent too, by the way. Horribly recent, only a few years ago, 6 years ago, I guess it says, when she was 18. This chick, her name is Chloe Goines. Apparently, she went up to the Playboy Mansion when she was 18 with a friend of hers who brought her as her plus one. She wasn't expecting to drink anything because they carded her on the way in, right? But guess who she runs into while talking to Hef, who hands her a cocktail that has been laced with something, takes her, when she feels woozy, takes her back to the bedroom. Next thing you know, she wakes up. He's sucking her toes, having himself, and she feels like she has been licked and slobbered all over and completely 100% violated. And this has been backed up by two different people already. And guess who? She is going to press charges. So these are not outside of the statute of limitations. So I'm very curious to see how this plays out. But this poor girl, I mean, she has a stripper. I love how they call them dancers or whatever. But she's a Vegas lap dancer, they call her. I don't know. Is that worse or is stripper worse? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. She probably makes a bang. She's cute. I'm looking at pictures of her on the internet right now. Oh, scrolling past a picture of Smarm itself, Bill Cosby, which I know, but okay, so she's like all excited to go up there, and next you know, like she's violated by this man who, if you've been paying attention to anything, feels that the white media is giving him a hard time, and he is expecting the black media to be fair and unbiased. But what I don't understand is, how can there now be, if I'm doing my math right, this is the 25th woman to come out and say that he's done this shit. If you run the math, people, I've talked about this before, I don't understand. But it's like, I can't wrap my brain around anybody who thinks, and there's a lot of people, because I read comments on websites, and I honestly can't believe the people, and women, especially, and black women, who are, like, siding with him, and people like that. I just, women in general, I shouldn't, like, single out black women for being, because I'm doing what Cosby did by singling out the black media. So I take that back. Women in general, I can't believe there is a woman anywhere. I can't believe there's a woman anywhere who does not find a modicum of truth in all of this. Because read the statistics. It's like 96% of women who are saying that who have claimed to have been raped, statistically have been raped in some form or another. So you cannot say that these 25 women fall into that 4%, because they're not all out for money. This one's out for criminal charges. So I'm sure it might get to money, but there's only one other one that I'm aware of that's gone for any money out of 25. So two out of 25 went for money. Does that not negate your freaking argument? But stupid ass Bill Cosby comes up on trying to like talk about how he's trying to point the finger at the media and that they're the ones who are responsible for this whole shitstorm that he's enduring right now, which is beyond me. I can't wrap my brain around it. It's what I talk about all the time, this level of entitledness that people get. It's like, in living in California, you see that shit everywhere. It is just rampant. It's everywhere. everywhere. You can't escape it, no matter how hard you try. And so this man, who apparently is a toe licker, which, okay, and then the other thing that creeps me the hell out about this whole Cosby thing, this is what creeps me out the most, is not the fact that, well, I mean, the fact that he did it is gross, and the fact that his wife is sort of complacent to it is gross. But the thing that creeps me out the most is what gets this guy off is having sexy times with people who are passed out / unconscious. Like, that's like with dead people. It's a whole power thing. Like, I don't get it. It's like, I don't care. And I don't care how many of his relatives come out and say he's a nice guy, because that's what they're supposed to do. If people were saying this about my dad or my husband, I would probably be taking the same stance. But guess what? They're not. So I'm going to sit here with going off of all of what I've seen reported and tell you exactly what I think. But what I think is despicable is that Bill Cosby is trying to call out black journalists and make them be on his side simply because they're black. Now, this is when I am very glad that there are people out there who are there to call bullshit, because there's this dude named Bob Butler. He's the president of the National Association of Black Journalists. And he's saying, like, oh, hell to the no. He pulled a Whitney. He's all, oh, hell to the mother trucking no. He's like, he's telling them, you do not go easier on a person of color. It's wrong for journalism, period. This is not a color issue. This is a journalism issue. Black people happen to be reporters. So you can't pull the race card on this, Bill Cosby, which I find that slightly racist. But since occasionally I say things slightly racist because it slips out of my mouth because of the way I was brought up, and it's just, it's all semantics. It's not the way I feel. So if I ever say it, it's not the way I feel, right? But in this case, I feel like it's slightly sort of, it's like he's trying to pull the race card, which isn't fair, because he was saying, whatever, I just, what, that just whole thing annoys the shit out of me. And you know what annoys me even more? What annoys me even more is his wife. I don't get it, because she came out, and if I could find where I put this so that I can tell you what it is she said. But she came out. Oh, yeah. Camille Cosby comes out and basically trying to call people out and comparing this to what happened to that story. I mean, if you don't know anything, the story about the University of Virginia, where Rolling Stone did an article about a girl who claimed to be gang raped there, which it possibly could have. We don't know. But some of the people that were supposedly in it were not involved in it. It was a whole big old thing. They didn't do their source checking correctly. They didn't do a lot of things the way they should have done it. And they really only relied on this girl's story. And that was it. And told it verbatim because they didn't want to, like, I don't know, make her feel bad or something. It was a bad excuse. I don't know. I'm not looking up the whole thing because this computer is going to drive me nuts trying to find it. I can't even get it to flip over to the damn Camille Cosby story. So I'm sitting here stalling, talking to you fools, because this freaking computer won't change stories. But I don't think it's going to try to change stories. I put this ad blocker shit on here, and I don't know if that's doing any good. I think it might have just slowed everything to a freaking halt. So between AT&T and ad blocker, my interwebs is seriously fucked up. And believe this or not, I live in Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world. I done told y'all spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine, and I have the shittiest internet service and, like, cable TV options. Really, there's, like, none. I live in Hollywood, California, the reason all these fuckers exist, and they can't even get me decent service. I can't believe this shit. So here we go. Finally open this shit up. All right. So here we go. We got Bill Cosby's wife, Camille. She slams them gay rape reports and compares it to the UVA gang rape, which is in and of itself ridiculous because they're completely different. The Rolling Stone people only relied on one source, from what I understand. One source. We have, up to this point, 25 sources, not including friends, family, all that kind of stuff. People who the stories were told to back at the time who didn't come out and say anything because they did it out of respect for their friends or whatever. They didn't want to be the one to have to report it. So, no, I call bullshit on that. I call complete 100% bullshit. Excuse me, y'all. So, okay. Let me just read to you the statement made by Camille Cosby about her husband and this whole he is a sexual predator nonsense. Okay, so this is her words, not mine. This is, I'm reading it from a news release on the CBS Evening News on their Twits. They put out her statement of Camille O. Cosby. It's Camille O. period Cosby. Not like a Irish version of Cosby. It's just O. period Cosby. So here's what she says. I met my husband, Bill Cosby, in 1963, and we were married in 1964. The man I met and fell in love with, and whom I continue to love, is the man you all knew through his work. He is a kind man, a generous man, a funny man, and a wonderful husband, father, and friend. He is the man you thought you knew. Bullshit. Bullshit. Excuse me. A different man has been portrayed in the media over the last 2 months. It is a portrait of a man I do not know. It is also a portrait painted by individuals and organizations who many in the media have given a pass. There appears to be no vetting of my husband's accusers before stories are published or aired. An accusation is published and immediately goes viral. We all followed the story of the article. We all followed the story of the article in the Rolling Stone. It's just in Rolling Stone. Good Lord. I thought this woman was more edumacated than that. Whatever. I digress. Let me get back to the second thing, the statement. We all followed the story of the article in the Rolling Stone concerning allegations of rape at the University of Virginia. The story was heartbreaking and ultimately appears to be proved to be untrue. Many of the media in the media were quick to link that story to the stories about my husband until that story unwound. None of us will ever want to be in the position of attacking a victim, but the question should be asked, who is the victim? Mrs. Cosby, there are 25 that we know about that I've told their story, and you, in all of your blindness and inability to, self-imposed, just like, I don't think you want to. I don't think you want, it's like, you know, there's something going on. You cannot, if this has been going on all this time, and this is not the first time these allegations just came up, this is the time that the shit storm really hit the fan. And that's pretty much what it boils down to. But now there's some parts of this that I want to like touch on. It's where she says, this is the man you all knew through his work. No, obviously, this is not the man we knew through his work, because his work was about like pointing the finger at other black people and telling them how they needed to get their act together, pull their pants up, talk right, get an education, do all of that kind of stuff. While on the flip side, he is out not just raping women, but he is drugging women and raping them and doing horrible, untoward nonsense to them. And it's just despicable. But so as far as I'm concerned, that negates kind man. So your husband is not a kind man. Your husband's a fraud. A generous man. Possibly I might be able to say, you could say that because he did give a lot to charity. But I also think that might have been his way of like circumventing some of the guilt from all of the sexual perpetrations that he has. Perpetrations. Is that a word? I don't know. The sexual nonsense, untoward nonsense that he propagated against multiple women over the years. And you turned a blind eye, Miss Camille O'Cosby, you turned a blind eye, and you know it. You can say, a funny man. Yes, he's funny. He did a lot of funny stuff. I'll give him that. And a wonderful father, husband, father, and friend. You know, he might be a wonderful husband, but he's a lying sack of shit of a husband, because he's lying to your face and telling you he didn't do this shit when there's way too many stories and who are way too similar. If they were all vastly different and you had these worlds of different shit, I would possibly maybe be on your side and say, like, yeah, there's some shit going on. But no, I can't say that, because he's not a wonderful husband, because he's been lying to you and you've allowed it, because going through life with blinders on, it's ignorance of the law is not excusable. Like, that's what they tell you. Like, if you're ignorant to the law, tough shit, you're still going to jail. So if you insist on being ignorant to your husband's actions, you're still guilty. And also I find it despicable. I just honestly, like, that you would come out against these women. Like, you should just do like him and keep your damn mouth shut, because the less said the better on y'all's end, really. And he's a wonderful father and friend, possibly, but he tried to be a friend to father. I'll get friend, I'm not so sure anymore, because he claim to be a friend to these women, to help them, to want to be part of their like growth as an entertainer, or breaking into the entertainment as a friend sort of way. And then what did he do? He drugged them and violated them, and that's awful. And so you want to talk about how he's portrayed in the media? Yeah. He's being portrayed as somebody who did some horribly despicable things, because people are coming out of the woodwork. And I will tell you, the nail on the coffin for me was when Beverly Johnson last week came out. I think it was last week, came out basically saying she busted him in the act. He drugged her. She started calling him motherfucker. He freaked out because he doesn't like cussing. He likes raping, but he doesn't like cussing. Like, honestly, I would take a cusser over a rapist any fucking day of the week. That's bullshit. But and then he just basically drags her out of her house, throws her in a cab, and like sends her on her way. The woman has been drugged. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on, and called you on it. And then she takes off. And then all of the shame and guilt sets in. So she doesn't say anything. Because who's going to believe her? Because it's Bill Cosby, America's dad. And I'm so glad this shitstorm has fallen on him. But this is the part that really chaps my ass. It's where she starts comparing this to the article in the Rolling Stone. It's just Rolling Stone, lady. You pretend to be educated. You should have fucking proofread this stupid shit. But the article in the Rolling Stone concerning these allegations. They consulted one person for that article. They didn't go digging in to try to find out other things. That thing, so yes, that article, but you're saying that it proved to be untrue. It didn't prove it to be untrue. It just said it may not have gone down in the way this chick remembers. So there's a difference to that story. And there was people who actually came out to defend themselves, unlike your husband, who only wants to point the finger at black media, saying that they are the ones who are supposed to be on his side, yet set aside all of their journalistic principles, which is something that I thought he would be about since he pretended to be a principled man all these years, until now it's finally come out in pretty much no uncertain terms that people are done, that they have pretty much half the people, which is shocking, that should be way, way higher percentage, have broke the fuck up with Bill Cosby. And rightfully so, because you just can't. Because, and I know why you're being quiet and why he's being quiet, because you can't come out and say something now, because then you basically are one, he can't give any credence to what these people are saying. And the other thing is, because if he comes out and says anything now, then he's been lying all this time. So it's like, he can't have his cake and eat it too. So he's just going to fucking stay quiet, which it's shameful, but yet I get why he's doing it, because like, it's like self-incrimination, blah, 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 all of that shit. But then the last line, this is when she really brings it home. None of us will ever want to be in the position of attacking a victim. We're not attacking a victim. Well, actually, no, the victims are being attacked. That's the problem. It just dawned on me. Like, I was going to say that he's the victim. No, he's not a victim. He's not a victim. He is the criminal. He's the one perpetrating the bullshit that the victims had to endure. So the question should be asked, who is the victim? Because you're victimizing women every time you come out with this bullshit. You have victimized them all. You have additionally victimized them. You have, like, it's just, this whole thing pisses me off. But so that's the update on the Bill Cosby situation. New one comes out 18 when it happens, 6 years ago. The Playboy Mansion keeps figuring into this quite a lot. And Hef seems to act like he was oblivious to it. But I'm starting to, like, I don't know. I don't know if he was, like, exactly privy to it or part of it, but I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that he didn't know anything was going on. It's just, there's just too much. And it's the rumors have been around for a long time. I heard this shit years and years and years ago. When that last case came out where the chick sued, and it was like 12 people who were going to back her up. And that's why, guess who settled? Mr. Guilty himself, Bill Cosby. That's who settled. Why did he settle? Because he didn't want that shit to come out. Because once it, one woman he can defend against. When you've got 13 women to defend against, it was not going to be so easy. And of course, they seal that shit so they can't talk about it, whatever. But blah, blah, blah. Moving on. The level of douchebaggery in Hollywood has just had me on tilt lately. I honestly don't even know where to go with some of this stuff. Because the one douchebag that is like chapped my ass probably more than this Cosby thing, freaking Marky Mark and his stupid I want to be pardoned. But quick update on that one, Marky Mother Truckin' Mark. Fuck you. Because I told y'all, like, the last episode, the update was one of the victims, the one that supposedly he blinded when he punched him in the face. He doesn't deny punch him in the face, but he says he did. That's not what blinded him. I'm still not sure. I don't believe. I'm not 100% I believe that or not. I'm still smell a payoff all over this shit. But apparently, Marky Mark was on some television program, interview, whatever, or he was with New York Magazine. He was being interviewed because he's got a movie coming out that I ain't going to see, and I encourage all y'all to not go see on account of just some sort of little protest against Marky Mark, that people who do douchebaggery, we don't go see them in their movies. He is now added to the list of Gwyneth Paltrow, Andy McDowell, and Kevin Costner, which is people that I refuse to watch in a movie due to either douchebaggery or their lack of ability to entertain and or be anything other than boring ass monotone vanilla Andy McDowell, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kevin Costner. Marky Mark's in here just because I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. But apparently in the middle of this interview, they like, of course they bring it up about the thing about wanting to be pardoned. And like this, I don't care how much you go to church. Let me say that again. I'll even phrase it differently. It does not matter how much you go to church. You can be forgiven, but we are not going to forget. You can go to church every minute of every day for the rest of your mother trucking life, Marky Mark. And guess what? You still are a felon, and you will always be a felon because the shit you did would be dubbed a hate crime. That's the part that I don't understand. But apparently, according to him, because that dude, I smell a payoff, says that he forgave him and that he's not the one who blinded him. I still say it's a payoff. I just don't buy it. But so while he's speaking to him, Marky Mark says that the guy said, like, what did you think when you heard that? And he's like, he had tears of joy. That's what Marky Mark said. Tears of joy. Now, that was like tears of like, I don't know what they were. They probably were joy, whatever. I take that back. Whatever. It probably was joy because he's like, yes, got away with yet another fucking bunch of untoward nonsense. But he said, okay, this is what he says. This is why it left him reeling. Ugh, I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit while I say this nonsense. But he says, especially because I've carried the burden around for so many years thinking I had caused this guy to go blind. Then why the fuck didn't you ever apologize? Could you? You could have very easily. You could have been like, hey, dude, my name is Marky Mark Wahlberg, and I'm a big movie actor now, and I'm the one who punched you in the face back when. And from what I understood is I was the one who blinded you in your eye, so I really owe you an apology. Is there anything I can do to make up for that? But no, you never did that because I've read the articles. We've all read the articles. They're too easy to find on the freaking internet. All it takes is one mother trucking Google search, dude. But you said you never apologized because the guilt eventually went away and you didn't feel like you needed to. Fuck you. And then he goes on, the graciousness and kindness in his heart to forgive me anyway for my unnecessary and horrible actions. You know, there are many things that I've dealt with in my past, and being a devout Catholic, excuse me, y'all, and knowing that I can't be forgiven unless I forgive, I just thought that what he said was very special. I was overwhelmed with emotion. Okay, now I hope y'all were paying attention to that because I did like a bullshit, retched a little bit, threw up in my mouth reading that. I couldn't get all the way through it. But this part right here, this is the part that really chaps my ass about this. It says, being a devout Catholic, doesn't matter how much Catholicism you throw at something, you still did it. Being a devout Catholic and knowing that I can't be forgiven unless I forgive. Who are you forgiving, asshole? Who are you supposed to forgive? You're supposed to forgive the guy for being in front of your fist when it landed on his face? Is that what you're trying to ask today? Say, oh, I forgive you for being in my way when my fist was going to pummel something as I called you horrible, racist, Vietnamese things. So what do you say about all of the black people that you taunted and all of the other stuff that you've done toward nonsense that you did, all the robbing and stealing and general hood rat nonsense? Like, no, you do not get a pardon. I swear to God, if they pardon him, you won't think people throwing a fit over this Ferguson / I don't know why this one sticks in my craw. And I'm upset about Ferguson, and I'm upset about Eric Garner up in New York. I get it. Black Lives Matter. I'm down with all of that stuff. But this one, for some reason, chaps my ass due to the entitledness of it. I hate this entitled, stupid nonsense. Whatever. Quit talking about Marky Mark. But that's the update on our good buddy Marky Mother Trucking Mark. He still bucking for this pardon, still bucking for us to feel sorry for him for committing hate crimes. Like, I don't know at what part of hate crime invokes me wanting to feel sorry for you ever. All right, whatever. Moving on to another douchebag of the female variety that I just can't stand. I came across this too because I was looking at the whole thing about the UVA thing, because I was like interested in that story because that is some bullshit that they didn't check. And people are giving Rolling Stone a hard time over that. But at the same time, I give Rolling Stone their props for coming out and saying, look, we fucked this one up royal. We didn't fact check the way that we were supposed to. We thought we were being sensitive, even if they were or weren't, whatever. They say they were trying to be sensitive. Didn't come across that way. Well, the chick. Oh, and by the way, before I just touch on this, because I said I was going to talk about the Golden Globe television nominations, and I might or might not. Depends on how much time I have on this episode, but I listened back to that bullshit, and I spent way too much time talking about the Golden Globe nominations for the movies, because honestly, I look through that shit. I don't give a goddamn about any of it. Ain't none of it got superheroes in it. Ain't none of it reality-based. Ain't none of it trashy enough for me. So why the hell would I even want to have to fucking put up with that shit, right? I don't want to watch it. I don't want to know nothing about it. So screw it. But whatever. This chick is nominated. I don't know why, because it just looks insufferable. And she's always naked in that damn show. And she's the last person on this planet that I want to see naked. And, she wrote that book where, like, she was had talked about putting pebbles in her sister's cooch and other stuff, and like masturbating in the bed beside her when she was 17 and her sister was younger, all this stuff, like untoward stuff, and people called her out on it. And granted, it was right-wing Republican stuff, but damn it, they were making some valid points, which y'all all know how I feel when people that I don't entirely agree with start making valid points. I fucking get even more annoyed when somebody like her makes me agree with somebody that I dislike. Based on just sort of policy reasons or like partisan reasons or for whatever reason, I just should not agree with them. And God damn it, you made me agree with them. It's like Mama June and Dr. Phil. I can't stand that Dr. Phil blowhard, and she made me agree with him, and I hate that. But this Lena Dunham, entitled See You Next Tuesday of a Chick, you know, on that TV show Girls on HBO that I ain't never seen 1 minute of, and I ain't never gonna watch, only seen clips of it, because if I have to look at her melting ice cream cone looking, not ice cream, but like, her boobies are like look like melting ice cream or something. They're just disgusting. And I am a boob man. I appreciate a nice rack. I might be a homo, but I appreciate a nice rack. Like I've said before, you cannot grow up on a healthy diet of Wonder Woman and Dolly Parton and not appreciate a nice rack. That's just the way it works. But so in this same book, that her memoirs, which she wrote when she was 28, like 28 years of what are you fucking talking about? Apparently a lot of untoward nonsense and some lies and fabrications that you threw up in there that you just choose to ignore. Now, if somebody threw this kind of stuff at her direction, do you not think she would be screaming from every rooftop, hollering injustice, this and that, and blah, 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 all of this stupid nonsense? But she claims to have been raped in college, and I'm not denying the fact that she might or might not have been raped. That's beside the point. But basically the thing is, she insinuates in her book that this guy Barry One is the guy that she called him Barry in the book, that he was the one that raped her. And there's some very, very specific identifying characteristics about this guy Barry. Like, he wore cowboy boots, he had a mustache, other things that would make it pretty easy to figure out who this guy was if you took half a second to try to research that time period. But come to find out, he didn't even go to school there at that time. And so the man that being presumed was the Republican racist, nope, not him. So for 9 weeks, nothing was done. Like, he's been for 9 weeks. This is what the guy said. The last 9 weeks spent both wrongfully accused and ignored were frightening for me and my family. It was also baffling. As days turned into weeks and weeks into months, Random House and Mrs. Dunham's silence became unfathomable. Do you think that if somebody accused this chick of something like that, she wouldn't be screaming from every rooftop? But when she does it, she just goes into hiding and for 9 weeks doesn't say anything until this guy threatens to sue and do all kind of other shit. Does she like try to do anything? He's like, why didn't you clear my name? Why did you wait? Why did I have to set up a legal fund and threaten to sue in order for action to be taken? So, of course, Lena Dunham doesn't respond. Random House, who published the books, does not respond. Yeah, Random House does not respond until there's like a call for legal action, at which point they finally come out to say they would add a disclaimer to the digital version of the book and future printings that Barry is not the real name of Dunham's alleged rapist. Now, the funny thing to this part of the story is she had no problem using pseudonyms for a lot of other people in that book, but this guy, she didn't. So what is it? I was like, this is when I can't stand these people who are uber one way or the other. Like, she's uber leftist. The person she's against is pretty much uber right. So she thought it was okay for her to make this guy's a living hell wrongfully just to fucking prove a point. This makes her one of the most despicable people ever. I can't figure out why people rally around her. I don't find her engaging. I don't find her like even worthwhile to even look at on the television set. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that so many people want to sit through this crap. And then Which also reminded me of a story a while back. I think it was back towards the first of the year. There was a TV critic who was at a like a panel where it was Lena Dunham and other people off of this girl show that I will never ever watch due to one, because it just looks insufferable, and two, due to principle, because I cannot stand this chick. I can't stand her. The level of entitled douchebaggery that just spills off of her is beyond measure. But a reporter, a television critic whose job it is to report on television and what its content is, why, how it affects us, all that kind of shit. This is the guy's job. Stood up to ask a question. So his question was, and it was very well worded in my opinion. He says, "I don't get the purpose of all the nudity on the show. By you particularly, I feel like I'm walking into a trap where you say no one complains about the nudity on Game of Thrones, but I get why they're doing it. They're doing it to be salacious, to titillate people, and your character is often naked at random times for no reason." Well, guess who took offense? And so this is her response, which it's not even a response. She's like, "Yeah, it's because it's a realistic expression of what it's like to be alive, I think, and I totally get it. If you're not into me, that's your problem." That wasn't the question. Because you deflected the question and tried to turn it into some kind of social bullshit, that's not it. He's basically made a very well-worded question. I get on Game of Thrones. They are naked basically just to be naked and be whatever. But you're trying to say that there's some sort of like motivation behind it and reason for it. What is that? I'm not seeing it. Well, then she and this Judd Apatow dude, who I'm now rereading this, I have lost all respect for, comes back at him And Judge Apatow, he says to him, he's like, "Let's see how she likes it when you quote that with your question and just wrote the whole question and tell me how it goes tonight." He says, "Say this to your girlfriend. Read that question to your girlfriend and tell me how it goes." According to the reporter, his girlfriend actually agrees with him and has been wondering exactly the same thing. I've also talked to a lot of chicks who've wondered the same thing. Because there's no point in it. She's just naked to be naked, just like on Game of Thrones. So just admit it. I'm being scantilate or salacious, trying to titillate people. You're doing the same thing. But she doesn't want to admit it because she has to be above that. Like this entitled thing, like whoever. Honestly, if anybody needs to be drowned in a toilet, I swear to God, this chick, if I could. But it's like, really, this girl show has more nudity by its lead character, which is this insufferable Lena Dunham chick. And goes on and on and on. So then Judd Apatow blasts him, saying that, "As a critic, you don't understand why a show about young people in New York who spend some of their time naked and some of their time having sex includes women who sometimes are naked and sometimes have sex." But then the reporter asks, "Then why aren't all of the characters naked?" They have no answer to that. They tried to turn it around into something like, because they don't want to be naked. Well, then you just answered the question, because she wants to be naked. She wants to be naked. You can't justify this shit away. And, but that's what it boils down to. It's like these, it's her and this have her cake and eat it too, do as I say, not as I do bullshit, self-entitled nonsense that just drives me insane. I can't stand these people. They drive me nuts. Freaking Bill Cosby, Marky Mark, Lena Dunham. I can't get around this. And, but like all of this kind of stuff. Oh, and, I saw this, come across this. This cracks me up. It's like an old time douchebag, like douchebag runner from the law work type. What's his name? Roman Polanski. Apparently now he's trying to seek to finally close this sex abuse case of his. It's from 1978. Jesus Christ, how much longer ago was that? How long ago was that? So now you want to do it, but they're trying to say that he's like served his time. Cause remember he was like in, where was it, Sweden or something, where he went and they were like, dude, you shouldn't have come here because we're about to throw your ass in jail. And that's what they did. He spent like, what, 4 months in jail over there or something like that. So they think that that was time served and all of that kind of stuff. But he's trying to like undo it. I think all of these allegations against Cosby and shit, he's like, uh-oh, maybe I ought to do something about that nonsense, especially since I am guilty and everybody knows I'm guilty. So good. So maybe he can finally put this to rest and we don't have to hear about this Roman Polanski shit anywhere. Every time he makes a movie, that's all it is. It can't come to America. It's all got to be in France or this or that. Just deal with it, Roman. You did it. And just because, yeah, again, self-entitled douchebaggery is not an excuse. So deal with it, take your licks, and move on. You took 4 months in jail over there, but guess what? You ran from it for how many years prior to that? You hid out like a pussy, basically. You ran like a pussy. That's exactly what you did. A big, giant, wussy-ass pussy who, like, ran for the hills when the going got tough because you did some extremely untoward nonsense and got B-U-S-T-E-D busted. That's just how that shit goes. Okay? Okay. All right. So enough about these Hollywood douchebag types, because honestly, I can only talk about them for so long before I get all kind of annoyed with shit. But did y'all hear the story about our good friend Mama June and Sugar Bear? That apparently this dude over at the Vivid Entertainment, the one who like put up the money, who like did the Kim Kardashian sex tape, the all the sex tapes. I don't know, like the one of that Farrah Abraham chick, that nuts chick, Farrah Abraham, or whatever. Those people. So that guy has done gone and offered Mama June and Sugar Bear a $1 million for a sex tape to go on the like Big Beautiful Women website. And honestly, forgive me while yet again I throw up in my mouth a little bit, but are there people who really would want to see that? I can't really wrap my brain around that there were people who might actually want to look at Mama June and Sugar Bear having sex. Because now think about this, y'all. If y'all have not seen the show, let me tell you a couple of things that you should know. Mama June has something that they refer to as neck crust. I do not know how you get neck crust, but apparently in the folds of her neck, because she's so fat that her neck has those like rolls to it, that in between those rolls is some sort of neck crust that this woman has. How you even, that's why God invented soap and water, people. I can't wrap my brain around it. And if that's not enough, she also has what she refers to as forklift foot, which means she used to work in a warehouse or something. Her foot got run over by a forklift. She never did anything about it, went anywhere about it. And so now she has this smush foot that when I saw it on the reality television program called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, it was covered in like flies and maggots and all kind of nonsense. Now, the silver lining to this is that Mama June and Sugar Bear say hell to the no, straight up hell to the no to this tape, that they would never do this. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, whoever you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you for not having us make us go through a Mama June and Sugar Bear sex tape, because you know, curiosity probably would have gotten a hold of me. And I might have had to look at a clip or two just to sort of see what was going on, because I get curious like that. Don't y'all get curious about shit? I get curious about shit all the time. And I look at it, I'm like, why did I do that? Oh my God, my eyes, I can't do it. So yeah, that's what it is. But according to Mama June, she said, it ain't happening, not even for $1 zillion. So thank everything that's holy that Mama June and Sugar Bear are not going to have sexy times on a sex tape. But apparently this dude, Steve Hirsch, that's his name. I've been trying to remember his name. Steve Hirsch, the Vivid dude. But apparently this has got a whole lot of attention, so he ain't giving up. So this ain't over. Stick to your guns, Mama June, please, for the love of God. Stick to your guns. Do not curse the world with your nakedness and sexy times with Sugar Bear, because that will set us all back many, 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 many years. But I will give this to Mama June. Like, I will not only say bad things about people, I will say this about Mama June. It's every year over in her little town of McIntyre, Georgia. Because she lives right in the heart, in the middle of town, behind a convenience store beside the railroad tracks. But every year she like decorates the yard with as many white trash decorations as she can come up with. And then she has poor Sugar Bear sit out there like Santa Claus. And he talks to all the kids and they all get presents and stuff. But apparently this year, due to the scandal where she was hooking up with a child molester that molested her oldest daughter, she stole her oldest daughter's money and all this other untoward nonsense that I've been talking about. We all know the Sugar Bear Mama June story. Like, oh, the worst of which is when she tried to pin this all on Sugar Bear, make it like it was his fault for stepping out, chatting to ladies on the Snapchat and on other things. Like, shame on you, woman, shame on you. But she is doing a little bit of good, because she does this every year, and I honestly do think that she believes in this, and so she's gonna keep doing it. And I'm all for it. But what she's doing is, because she's had a low turnout, normally the last several years, they've had a lot of people come out and got tons of gifts, enough to go around for all the kids in the county. But this year, because she is fucked it all up and everybody's done broke the fuck up with her, not that many people are showing up, so they're short on presents. But Mama June is gonna go out of pocket and buy presents for all of the kids to make sure that nobody is left out this year. Now, it's probably Chickadee's money that she's using that she stole, but at least it's going to something, a good cause, as opposed to just like to make more sketty or whatever it is those fools do with the money that Mama June done stole from him. I hope it ain't buying cars and houses for no child molester. I hope that shit's over, Mama June, like you said. But you were not very believable on Dr. Phil. And again, why did you make me have to agree with Dr. Phil? I can't believe that shit. Bullshit. But so Mama June is doing a modicum of good. She is refusing a sex tape and she's going to help out children for Christmas. So keep going, Mama June. We are still going to be broke the fuck up, but at least you will not be the most despicable person on the planet, because right now I'm giving that honor to Camille O. Cosby. That's who the Tuesday edition of the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network is accusing of the most despicable person right now, which will change, because you know how like my whims change on a whim, and that's just how that shit rolls. But so Mama June is doing some good. I'm very excited about that. Very, very excited about that. Oh, I read this story. It cracked me up. I thought I'd share it with all y'all, because people are nuts. And it just makes me feel better when I come across a story where people are more nuts than me, because that always makes me feel better about myself. And we all know I like to feel better about myself. That's why I watch Cops. That's why I read about stupid criminals. That's why I look at Smoking Gun website. That's why I look at all the celebrity shit, because these people are always doing something stupid. Although I do long for a day when somebody goes and straight up loses their mind again, a la Britney, Lindsay, Amanda, those kind of things. Like if somebody, one of you celebrity ladies or gentlemen, I don't care which, wants to go nuts to that level, like when Britney went nuts several years ago, where she shaved her head, was beating SUVs with umbrellas, going all over town, attacking things, being just straight up 100% nuts, locked in the house, has to have the popo call, get taken out on a stretcher, that kind of shit. I would gladly welcome it, because there has been a lack of that lately, and for that I am very, very, very upset. Not very, very, very upset. I'm just sad, because it could be better. But this story cracked me up, because apparently there's a psychic woman, and she has been very, very ill of late. She's been a little bit ill and not able to do her astrology in on the schedule that the people that follow her are used to. I mean, this woman is very, very famous. Her name is Susan Miller. That's her name. Again, I'm waiting on this shit to fucking pull up. AT&T, you could help a brother out here. I'm trying to do a damn radio show twice a week from the Florida room in the Hollywood Hills of Hollywood, where you should be able to get some sort of service up in here, but apparently 3 raindrops fuck some shit up royal in this town. I don't get it. But whatever, there's this astrologer named Susan Miller. She has an autoimmune, it says, sort of something going on. And that's some fucked up shit. I've seen it on TV. Like, that, you don't feel well. And when you ain't feeling good, maybe what you don't want to do is freaking write a whole bunch of horoscopes that are 4,000 words long. That means you got 12 horoscopes at 4,000 words. That's a lot of fucking words, people, every month. Hell, I have a hard time coming up with 55 minutes of bullshit to talk to you people about, and I got the whole interweb in front of my face if I could ever get it to open up. But it's like apparently a lot of fashionistas follow her, and they get so upset. They get so upset over like the dumbest shit. Like there's one who gets all mad. She's like, people are not dumb. How is it possible to have another excuse every month? This is from an exasperated Upper East Side energy healer and life coach named Lita Belouch. Oh my God, that name right there is enough to know that this woman is insufferable. In mother trucking sufferable. That's what this woman is. And then she goes, it's become too hard to wait a week or two for everything to be launched. When you decide to be a public servant, you need to honor that. The bitch writes horoscopes, Lita. Horoscopes. Do you get that? Do you know how many horoscopes are out there? Google it. You can have a bunch more horoscopes right there at your fingertips. You don't just have to have this. Like another one freaks out. Some woman named Diane Collette from Greenblatt. She's a healer from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. She's like, many people have struggles and still have to do their work on time. I'm a loving person, yet constant whining as to why your work is late makes no sense. We all have something, and I don't honor your continual lateness. Frankly, you are always late. the woman has an autoimmune syndrome. That's some fucked up shit, people. Why do you have to land blast this woman? But thank God this woman, Susan Miller, probably because she has more money than God from writing best-selling books and talking to people all over and telling them about their psychic astrologer shit. But she's like, I know they're disappointed, and I just keep reminding myself they're not mad at me. I'm like, no, they're mad at you, honey. They're mad at you. But she's like, she tries to like placate him, saying consistency is important. And I feel like I have a friendship with my readers, so she tries to honor it. The ship for December was 2 days late because the woman could not get out of bed. So you think you people could pull your freaking self-entitled ass or head out of your ass for 3 minutes and give this woman a modicum of slack because she's not well. When you're sick, what do you want to do when you're sick? I can guarantee you're not going to be fashionista-ing and you're not going to be up there doing some kind of faith healing or whatever the hell it is you do, Diana Collette Greenblatt from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. If I was this Jody Miller bitch, I would be like, fuck you. Don't read my goddamn article. I got enough people. I don't need you and your freaking self-entitled finger-pointing. Kiss my ass. I would say it Whitney style, too, when I got that point. Kiss my ass! Just like Whitney. Kiss my ass! That's what I would say to you. Screw you people. I don't get it. Self-entitled. I can't figure out, like, it makes me feel better, though. They're not all just in Los Angeles. They're all over the place. Drives me nuts. Oh, another story that I love right now. Finally, because, okay, this is the Hollywood Hick. Due to the name of this and the accent coming out of my mouth, it is probably easy to figure out that I am a huge fan of country music. Now, right now, I am not a fan of country radio because there is a shit called bro country that's all over it. If I have to hear one more damn song about a tailgate or girl in tight britches or scooting over on the like thing or dancing on a tailgate or all this stupid shit that they like to sing about all the time, I'm looking at you, Luke Bryan, and who else out there, like all of these dudes. Jason Aldean, he sings some bro country, but not others. I'm not going to throw him into this. But like then you got Florida Georgia Line. I'm just so over it. I'm completely over this bro country. It all sounds the same. It all sounds exactly the same. And I know people say that about country music all the time, but it's because they don't listen to it. Look, it does not all sound the same. You got your classic country. You've got your more modern country. You got everything in freaking between. Some country sounds like pop. Some country sounds like rock. Some country sounds like bluegrass. Some country sounds like whatever. Just be suffice. Country is as diverse as all other forms of music. So you can't pigeonhole it into one thing. So fuck you if you want to say that. But these people are all pissed off because the number one song in the country charts right now is by these two chicks named Maddie and Tay, and it's called Girl in a Country Song, where they make fun of all of the shit that these guys have been singing about all this time. And I like them, and I like the song. It's catchy, it's cute, they're young, they're fun, and it's about goddamn time a chick besides Miranda Lambert was on the country freaking radio. I love me some Miranda Lambert, though, by the way. She's great. She's got great songs. She's been consistent. But she's been the only chick really on the radio. They don't hardly play anybody else. And don't get me started on the fact they won't play my beloved Dolly Parton, because she's too old by their standards when she's still putting out some of the consistently best country music to be had. I highly recommend her Blue Smoke album. It is excellent. Just came out several months ago. And you should rush to the iTunes and buy that shit right now, because Dolly is the greatest thing ever to happen to this planet in the history of ever. So that's all you need to know. But here, let me just play you a quick clip of Maddie and Tay singing The Girl in a Country Song, because it's cute, it's fun, and it's apparently pissing off all of the bro country guys, because those Florida Georgia Line dudes are all kind of pissed off. I'll tell you what they said after the clip. So here is Maddie and Tay, a little clip of Maddie and Tay singing Girl in a Country Song. It's the number one country song right now, and deservedly so, finally, a lady on the country music radio. So want to hear it? Here it go. Maddie and Tay, Girl in a Country Song. Country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouth shut right along, and be the girl in a country song. Catchy and cute, right? I love me some Maddie and Tay. finally, some ladies on the radio who are worth listening to. Again, because there's lots of ladies who are worth listening to. I take that back. There's a lot of country ladies who are worth listening to. They're just not getting the radio airplay that the felons are with their bro country that apparently are a little bit butthurt over this song being the number one song on country radio because the dudes from Florida, Georgia line, apparently the bros ain't laughing because their comeback is, I don't know one girl who doesn't want to be a girl in a country song. That's all I'm going to say to you. Dude, let me explain something to you. There's two right now. They're singing about it, and it's the number one song on your format that you, like, play. Like, whatever. Like, they are the number one song on your freaking style of music. So don't act like you don't know who they are, because he also said something like that. He's like, I don't even know who they are. Fuck you. You know exactly who they are. They're the chicks who are keeping you out of the number one spot. That's who they are, and you don't like it. So quit being an asshole. Florida Georgia Line, we are broke the fuck up. Quit being douchebags. Completely, 100%, just stop it. Okay? Okay. And if you can believe it, we are almost at the end of another episode of the Hollywood Hick with me, Brent Paris, here on the Crab Diving Network, which, by the way, I don't know if I've said it yet. I usually have said it by now, but I don't think I have in retrospect, thinking about the last about 50 minutes of my life. But, in case you're wondering, you can find new episodes of The Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live, every Tuesday and Friday, 7 o'clock in the p.m. West Coast, 10 o'clock in the p.m. East Coast, and it'll repeat on the 7s or the 10s, wherever you are. And if you're in between, I'm sorry, you're going to have to do the math yourself. Maths is not like my forte. So, and because of things like math not being my forte, you know, I always like to talk about things that make me feel better about myself, right? And what makes you feel better about yourself than other people who are stupid enough to do stupid things? And I came across this story on the interwebs, because that's where I find most stories when it's working and AT&T isn't fucking with a brother trying to conflate this relationship that we have, because they just want to, like, keep it as volatile as possible. But I came across this story because there's this game called Cards Against Humanity. I don't know if y'all ever play it, but I play it quite often because my friends are fond of it. It's called the it's like the party game for terrible people, and that suits us perfectly because we're terrible people. And it makes me laugh because it's got a whole lot of terrible things, and you get to, like, you be a little bit creative and make people laugh at the same time. And it's easy as hell to play while you're getting drunker and Cootie Brown. And I love things that are easy to do while you're getting drunker and Cootie Brown, because I love getting drunk. It's fun. Makes me forget about all the shit that pisses me off. So, but what happened is the people who do this Cards Against Humanity, right, they put a thing out on Black Friday saying that you can purchase an actual poop in a box. You heard me right. An actual poop in a box, right? And 30,000 mother truckers bought poop in a box from these people. 30,000 people bought actual poop in a box from these people at Cards Against Humanity. Even though the dude who, like, who started it and everything, like, runs the Cards Against Humanity, tweeted out a bunch of times, it is poop. Just poop. People continue to buy it no matter what. And 30,000 of them were sold. They sold out, apparently, of poop. Box comes the other day, and guess what's in there? Bullshit. Literal bullshit. They did not lie. They sold them a box of poop. People paid $6 for a box of poop. I have not done this. I feel so much better about myself. People even went so far as to, like, think there was things hidden in the poop. One poor soul did a whole YouTube video of the unboxing of his bullshit and found out that he had a box of just that bullshit. Nothing extra, no special card that they thought they were going to get for $6. Some jackasses have even put this shit on eBay, literally put this shit on eBay, and now it's going for like $32 a box. So people were stupid for at $6. Now, because it's a collector's item, they're going to have a box of shit for $32 stanking up the shelf or drawer or cabinet, wherever they put it, and forget about it until one day they go like, oh yeah, this is that piece of shit that I paid too much money for way back when. So all of you fools who bought those things from the Cards Against Humanity, the bullshit, the actual bullshit, thank you very much for being today's reason that I feel so much better about myself and I can leave here feeling superior. And that's how I like to go through life. feeling superior against all of y'all fools. So that about does it for real, y'all. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Hollywood Hick. This is Brent Paris coming at you from the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. If you want to hear us here every day, all the fabulous entertainment that comes spewing out of the Crab Diving Network, you can catch me every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes, 7 o'clock in the p.m. on the West Coast, 10 o'clock in the p.m. on the East Coast. And if you're in between somewhere, you're going to have to do the math, because that's not my forte. We've already been through that. And that's about it for me. So y'all have a great one, and I will see y'all soon. Okay, doodle-lamb, doodle-lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Boo-lam-boo-lam-boo-lam-boo-lam-boo-lam-boo. Toot-lam-toot-lam-toot-lam-toot-lam-toot. Ring-a-ling, 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 ring-a-ling now. Ting-a-ling, 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 wow.